Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So, we want you to admit... We all do this. Like, we get in big, huge fights over nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There was a dude who stabbed his neighbor.
Okay. Wow.
Now, that's a big
fight.
Did
you start with, we all do this?
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying, we're setting the bookends for
okay.
this whole topic,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So, the one bookend, 55-year-old dude in Pennsylvania got arrested for...
Not just stabbing,
yeah,
but
no,
like the
him.
Dude, he yeah.
So the fight escalated because his neighbor was snoring loud.
I'm sorry, what?
He was snoring loud. That's what I said. Big fight, little thing. So
I want to laugh because I'm uncomfortable, but
yeah.
like that is so sad.
It's so that's let's shelve that one.
Oh my.
That is a huge fight over something really insignificant. I can say, as a completely immature person with a wake of broken females behind me, I almost exclusively get in big fights over little things. I remember like a 5-day no speaking thing with my now ex-wife because we were watching, I don't remember, Dexter or something
mm-hmm.
on Netflix, but we were watching it together.
Yes. That's one of the vows. You have to watch it together. You can't.
If you're watching a show together, you watch it together.
Yes, absolutely.
I go out of town. I'm not watching it on the plane. So you don't watch it in bed without me.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's reasonable.
So I am out of town.
Mm-hmm.
I jump on Netflix and she's like 3 episodes ahead of Dexter. And I did not watch them. Finished out my trip, came home, didn't speak, didn't text her when I landed. We didn't talk for probably 5 days. And finally, at some point, she's like, what is, I'm like, this is as bad as infidelity to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have broken a vow between the two of us. And like,
Did she do the thing where she goes, I'll watch him again with you? Which that's worse to me. It's like,
yeah.
No, don't patronize me. Don't pretend like you're going to be shocked at all the surprises. And just, we're done.
This is my boomer moment, and I'm not a boomer. So when we watched our last episode, I didn't hit pause. I just turned the TV off.
So it just
auto-played 3 more episodes.
Oh, okay.
Ah!
So we didn't speak. I tanked our relationship for 5 straight days. I had no coming home from vacation, work trip relations, which is some of the best relations you can have because of Dexter.
But also not because of Dexter.
Not because, because of Netflix autoplay. So my big fight was over Netflix. Thank God it eventually goes, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you want to keep watching? Otherwise, it would still
be going right now.
Right, and she would appear that she finished the series.
Yeah.
Which would have been like, I might have stabbed her.
8,000 times, really? Have you seen it enough?
That's my admission. Like, it's stupid, but if you've gotten in a big fight over a little thing like that, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's the phone number. That's the text line. That's the every way you can tell your story to us.
I was just in one recently, and it's my fault. I'm embarrassed. So my wife and I, we share a closet, but we have different methods. Like when I take my shirt off, I put the empty hanger on the front. So when I hang my shirts back up, all the empty hangers are all together, and I put them back. She puts the empty hanger, where the shirt was.
Mm,
so then it's kind of like a puzzle every time I'm putting the shirts away to be like, where's the empty hanger for this white sweater? Is it with these other, like, oh, there it is. It must go here. And it's kind of like I'm cracking a code for her. Do you get what I'm saying?
You're organized. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's just organized through, and you're organized at, yeah, yeah. I get it. I get both sides.
So you tolerated my entire Netflix autoplay story, but damn, boy. That's, okay, keep going.
Okay, so, but for some reason, whenever I'm hanging her things up and I'm searching for these hangers, I'm trying to solve the puzzle, where does this one go? There's never enough. There's somehow never enough hangers. The hangers aren't in the right spot, and it just happened that I called her into the closet and was... kind of got
you dressed her down, so
it was
to
like
speak.
Tell me where this goes, tell me where, show me where the empty hanger is, and I completely lost my cool on her because she's like, what are we doing, what we're hanging my clothes, what,
why am I being prosecuted, yeah.
Like, where does the white one go? There should be a hanger here, but there's not a hanger. She's like, I guess it's down here. It gave me, like, she's like, I don't, what's going on?
Why
and
are
I'm
you
like
yelling
this
at
has been
me?
Bothering me for years. Why can't you? Very big, and I ended up, as usual, I had to circle back. I had to apologize. I had to go.
Oh yeah, no, don't do that.
Sorry,
take
I don't
it from
know.
Me. Just lawyer up. Baby. Don't apologize, man.
I was a jerk. I was a huge jerk. she's not doing it right.
Erin, do you have any you want to admit?
Well, I remember when I've lived with my sister, who has now passed, my brother-in-law before, and there was one time prior to them having kids that I had lived with them. And I had overheard them discussing how I loaded the dishwasher. And so I said, okay, bet. I'm not going to help anymore. I packed up my stuff and I moved out without telling them.
And you legit moved out?
I did.
Over them
while
just
they were at
mildly
work.
Discussing?
Yes.
That is such a grotesque overreaction.
And I got a text from my brother-in-law.
That is amazing.
And he was like, did you move? And I was like, yes, I did.
Load your own stupid dishwasher, fool!
And they never knew. And now my sister's dead. She'll never know why I moved out.
Erin.
But I'm back. So it's fine.
So she had to die?
No. I just didn't. Because I know it was petty, but I couldn't say it.
That is... I can't tell you how happy I am about that. It makes me feel so much better about everything.
It is 100% a true story.
Moved out.
Yeah.
That is so big.
While they were at work, they came home to an empty house.
With zero explanation. Yeah. Not even a post-it note on the dishwasher.
Nothing.
Like, you should know.
How dare you? Because I remember thinking like, oh, that I'm helping, I'm cleaning. And they were like, she's not doing this right. Okay.
It's going to be hard to beat Erin's story. Mm-hmm. I get that. But if you've been in a massive fight over something little, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about big fights over little things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd heard it all until Erin moved out.
It was one time.
You moved out over loading a dishwasher incorrectly. Moved.
It got done. That's all that mattered.
Moved out. That is psychotic. Danielle?
Yay.
Big fight, little thing. What happened?
Yeah. So my soon-to-be ex-boyfriend.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. This is a big fight.
Comes to me the other day. He doesn't understand why I'm so upset. And I'm like, well, I found out you're cheating on me. He's like, yeah, but here's the thing, babe. You guys have the same name.
Wait, what? So he...
Yeah, he's cheating on me with another woman named Danielle.
Okay. So he got confused, or I don't know what's
this? This is like a big fight over a big thing.
Is this a mirror? Is there a mirror somewhere? Yeah, like I don't.
What? So
yeah,
he thinks that it's
clear
like
here. I'm a Danielle and she's a Danielle, but we're definitely two different people.
But in his brain, that somehow is a get out of jail. There's a loophole. If that's true, I'm dating nothing but Jennifer's, Michelle's. What's like the most common?
Yeah.
Like. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Really? That's what I said too. I'm like, really? That seems awfully dense to me. I'm like, no, that's not how it works.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good riddance to the idiot you were dating. Bridget?
Yay!
Yay! Big fight, little thing.
Okay, so my boyfriend went to go watch the game with two of his friends on Sunday. Uh-huh. And I have been craving Domino's for weeks, and I've been like, let's go to Domino's, let's order in, we can have a movie night. And he's like, yeah, we'll do it. And we haven't. And he goes to this boys' night watching the game, and they order Domino's. I'm pissed. Okay.
You're mad that he shared your pizza with them? Mm-hmm. Like, if they had ordered Pizza Hut, would you be okay?
Yeah, Pizza Hut's fine. This Domino's?
Oh my God.
It's different.
Okay, let's figure out where you're at. Are you silent treatment? Are you sleeping in another room? How far has this gone? Because he consumed bread, sauce,
I'm not sleeping in another room. He's on the couch.
Well, then you're still in another room. But you
using
just
the
didn't
Domino's
move.
Box as a blanket. How did you find out?
Yeah, how did you find out? Did you smell their blend of spices on his breath? Oh, or like?
Yeah, he sends me a pic. He's like, look what I got, babe.
Okay. Oh, so he's an idiot. Okay. He just didn't realize that Domino's was so important to you. It is the best pizza, by the way.
I thought you'd be happy for me.
Yeah, right. Also, I'm watching that movie we were going to watch. The game sucks.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's the end of a relationship.
That's a valid fight you got going there.
Thank you.
All right.
Bridget, stop by my house. We get Domino's all the time.
Nicole?
Yay.
Big fight. Little thing. What happened?
Yeah, fifth grade, big Monopoly player. I was always the
Yeah, I almost turned pro.
And my girlfriend and I were playing, and she wanted to be the car one day. Oh. We got in a fight, got a little physical, and we haven't been friends since.
Since?
You ended a lifelong friendship over the car?
That's not even the best
one. We were inseparable. No. And she knew. She knew that that was my piece.
So what made her turn on you like that?
She turned on her?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't know what happened, but...
You literally were never friends again.
Never friends again. Her mom came and picked her up. She called her, and that was it.
It's a good way to get out of playing Monopoly, I guess.
Sonia?
Yes?
Yes? Big fight. Little thing. What happened to you?
Oh, so at the time, I was pregnant, and me and my friend decided to go out, buy a bunch of junk food, and she had a thing for sharing, and at the moment, I didn't want to share because I was pregnant, and she decided to open my bag of Hot Cheetos, and I was just so mad, I just completely cut her off after that day.
Oh. My gosh.
You never spoke to her again.
No.
Oh my God.
Does she know?
I don't think she has a clue. She's asked about me, and I'm just like, you haven't heard from me. Don't tell her nothing.
What?
Okay, I understand. Listen, food, pregnancy, hormones, got it. Mm-hmm. You're through that. Like, it's time for you to go, like, peace offering.
But it is kind of like...
to talk to her now.
She's shown her true colors. Like, I don't want to be friends with somebody like that who's going to try to share my food.
Okay.
Like, what if she asks? Why'd you stop talking to me? What am I going to say?
Cheetos! Yes!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Our relationships in this room are completely unhealthy. So rather than focus on that, let's do the news of the day.
What intro was that?
News.
No!
No!
News.
No!
News.
No!
We hate everyone, but don't focus.
Mr. Desonic, this is news. Or no.
A lot happens when we're off the air. You know, while music is playing, there's a lot that goes on in this room. And there are times where any two of us, it's usually me and one of you two, we're in kind of a fight. And then the song's running out, and we're like, we got to pull it back together and do a show. And so that was one of those moments, and it's like, thank God we don't have to talk about anything personal. This is news or nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Today's a big day. I actually need to go home and put on my flame shirt. It is Guy Fieri's 57th birthday. We all need to celebrate him.
Guy's 57?
Did you think he was older or younger?
He kind of runs the gamut for me. Yeah. He's got that weird visceral fat.
What?
You know what I mean? Like he seems like he has the hard fat.
Yeah, it's like not he's, yeah.
Like no amount of Wegovy or Ozempic is going to like make him look. And I also, I don't want to get down in the weeds, but I hate how much he's inserting Ryder in the shows. No. His kid.
His
See,
son.
I haven't yeah. been up to date on that. I do follow Ryder on Instagram though.
You do?
Yeah.
I just, anything Food Network is my, it's bad because I'm trying to be more healthy, but that is the channel I turn on is just background noise. Mm. Mm-hmm. So I get a lot of Guy Fieri. In fact, most of the time when I've created something for my children, I pretend that I'm him and I eat it with my little T-Rex arms.
Do you do the burger upside down and like flip it?
Yes, you flip it upside down and like, yeah, with your little arms, you're like, that is spot on, man. And you fist bump.
Put all your rings on.
Yes.
He's got rings.
And Frost.
Do you put a wig on?
Yes. So happy birthday, Guy.
Yeah.
All right.
And what's his real name?
I don't remember it.
I think it's Fairy.
Fairy, yeah. I think Guy Fairy.
Is it still Guy?
I think
so. Or do you make that part up too?
Is it Gary? Gary Ferry, maybe? I don't know.
No, his parents could not be that cruel. And he's from, I know, is he from Cleveland? Where's Flavortown? I think he's from, he's
Guy
definitely.
Ramsey Ferry. Ramsey's his middle name.
Weird.
He's from Ferndale, California.
Oh, I thought he was an Ohio boy.
I mean, maybe he moved there.
He was born in Columbus.
Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Why does that say?
Why don't you guys coordinate on this news program? This is why we're in a fight just before we... Okay.
Good evening. No thanks to Aaron.
There we go. Thank you.
But keep Netflix has reached their subscriber benchmark of 300 million subscribers globally.
Not me.
Aaron just unsubscribed from Netflix.
300 million?
300 million, yep.
Are you going to tell the rest of the story?
I am, yes. I think.
What's left?
Did you know that Netflix's original sound?
Oh,
you know the.
Oh, boom, I did know this too. But this, go ahead.
The sound, you know, that when you turn on Netflix, everyone.
Dun, dun.
It was supposed to be a goat.
Yeah.
It was going to be a goat, and then they.
That's
were
like, the dumbest thing in the world. But no, there's one more part of the story.
Oh,
what's that?
I didn't know they reached 300 million. I know the bad part of the story.
They raised the prices
by
really?
A bunch.
They
you
said,
just got 300 million
yeah,
people.
Yep.
Basic Netflix is going up $2.50. Regular plain old run of the mill goes up.
That's why. That's why I canceled it. Everything adds up, and it's like this. It's not worth it.
Join
me.
Times 300 million.
Yeah, so what are they up to?
I don't even know. I have the family pack. But I still reached the end of the rope because I was at somebody's house and I was like, "Let me sign into Netflix," and was like,
So people are paying $12 a month? Is that what?
It's way more than $12 now. I think the basic's like $17 now or something.
Holy smokes! So
I mean, it was $9.99.
Yeah,
it was even like $7.99 at one point.
Yeah, they're making a cool $5 billion a month if it's 17.
A
commercial free standard plan will jump from $15.49 to $17.99.
Wow! So I didn't even do the math. It's more than $5 billion just off the subscribers, just if they're paying the basic.
If they're paying basic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
no thanks to Aaron.
Yeah. All right.
I'm keeping my money. Good evening. This is actually a really cute story. I should have saved it, but
yeah, there is a Feel Good Friday coming up.
Yeah, too late.
By the way, tune in every Friday for Feel Good Stories with the Slacker Show.
There's an 83-year-old grandmother in Vietnam who won a local drumming competition, and she used her knitting needles as her drumsticks, and she won.
Shut up.
It's so cute.
Like drumming? Was she on a drum set, or she just had to do it on a countertop? You don't know, do you?
I don't know.
My God. I understand that when whoever your favorite newscaster is on TV, no one's going to voir dire him with questions.
Mm-hmm.
But I bet he's got more details than you jackholes do. It's like, I don't know.
It just says the woman discovered her unique talent while tapping along to radio music while knitting sweaters for her grandchildren.
Ah, radio, you say?
What's that? We're TV broadcasters.
Good evening. If you're... vacation is planned for Florida. You might want to reconsider, as they have been seeing record snow.
This is
snow in Florida.
I've seen pictures from like Destin or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's It's not a little snow.
It's a decent amount.
Big flakes, and they're sticking.
Yeah.
Yep. Houston, Alabama, like that whole area down south that never gets snow. They've gotten 3 to 6 inches. Some places wow. got 8 inches, a lot of snow. And I don't think, do they even have plows
no.
there?
No.
Like, why would you
no.
even know? So what would you?
They have an ocean.
I did see a video. A man was like next to his pool, and it was open. And because obviously, and he was like, guess where I am?
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Between me and Tiak, who do you think is better? I could just...
Wanda!
I literally could feel Wanda, our HR rep, like standing up at her desk going, what did you just say? I just want to do a public service announcement to any female listening to our show that I think there's now proof out that I am an exceptional lover.
I mean, you know what? I'm going to answer it. You asked, I'm going to answer.
You think it's TIAC?
I do think it's TIAC.
Literally.
Based off of this.
No way. There's no way. I'm going to tell you right now, that little boy over there does not cry as much as I cry.
I think he does. He just.
No.
He welts up a lot.
It's well.
Is it well?
Welt is what I'm about to do to you if you don't choose me.
Well, I still think it's TIAC.
Thank you.
There's a study out that says men who cry are the best lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that headline,
you can't even fake it well.
Well, everyone I've ever been with can. Wait, hold up. First off, I only read that far, but I'm going to tell you this in all sincerity.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely believe I cry more than any, not more than you, Aaron. Jesus.
I have a list.
That's right.
But I definitely cry more than.
I don't think so.
Oh my God. Aaron, when I'm in the mood, like when I'm
That's
in
the thing. You have, it seems like you, what level of cry are we talking about? Do tears need to fall?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. It happens to me more often than I would care to talk about. Like there are so many, I didn't realize, and I'm blanking right now so hard, but like there's so many movies that I didn't realize. Well, I told you the other day, we talked about, I don't remember if it was on the air or off the air, but we talked about Awakenings, the movie. Yeah. It's an old movie with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro.
One of my favorite movies
and
of
then,
all time.
Out of nowhere, God, and then I was listening to something, they were referring to the main doctor in it. Real, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And the guy had some controversial other opinions and he's now being celebrated, blah, blah, blah. When I watched that movie, I was inconsolable for a good 30 minutes of that movie. Like my kids were upstairs and luckily they were being teenagers and they just stayed in their room. I was just, dude, I can't even describe, like I was, you couldn't talk. I couldn't talk. I was like doing the, like
yeah.
the cry where it's
but
just
But that's
like,
the thing with you, I feel like it's, one meltdown every once in a while. Like it's a full thing. It's a full experience. With TIAC, I think it's welling up like daily.
Would you rather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way,
what?
I well a lot.
I well.
There's a lot of.
Well.
303-222-5423. Do you want a weller or do you want an ugly crier? I'm both, by the way. I like then I'm at the point where like I'm just a kitty video comes on.
Is this supposed to be enticing to women? I don't
know. Yeah. Okay.
You're kind of going the other way.
Guys, I cry so much.
If I were to ever, I'm just going to say this. If I were to ever have relations with another person ever again, guaranteed.
You're going to cry during?
I would cry. Just even thinking about it.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. We are court ordered to help other people occasionally, and this is one of those occasions. We call it Other People's Problems, OPP for short. What do you got?
Molly's fiance has had kind of a change of heart about something, and we're gonna help her. We're gonna.
Can I just before we? I don't know what it is. Just some days I have this cynical attitude. Okay, every day I have this cynical attitude, but some days it spills out more. You guys have been around long enough. Have we ever helped anyone on this thing?
Like one person.
We
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
We've gotten positive feedback from somebody that said, wow, you fixed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
DMs are open.
With that said, Molly?
Yeah.
Hi.
Tell us what's happening. You might be customer number two.
Yeah, well, I really hope so.
Okay.
So I just got engaged. I'm a new fiancé.
Ooh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I'm excited, but I am a little bit freaked out now because my fiancé's brother just had his first kid a couple months ago, and we've been visiting them a lot. And my fiancé is super close with his brother, so we see them all the time. And now he's starting to say that he doesn't want kids.
Having been around one?
Uh-huh. Well, having been around one and also, like, just talking to his brother, and his brother's like, oh, it's really messy. They're so expensive. He never gets any sleep. He and his wife don't do intimate things anymore. And
and your rocket scientist of a fiancé had never considered those things before? I'm sorry. I mean, your fiancé had never considered those things before?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. He's a typical boy, as we will, I guess.
Okay.
Apparently, I'm finding out. And he's just, he feels like their lives have been completely upended, and he's not sure that he wants that ever. And I know that I want kids, and I just like.
Have you been around kids enough to know that you really want kids? You come from a big family or something?
Yeah, I have four siblings.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm the oldest of four. And also, like, I babysat. I was a nanny. And I've just always wanted kids, and that hasn't changed.
Okay. So you don't think this is a temporary setback? Like, you think he genuinely believes he doesn't want kids anymore?
I mean, that's kind of what I'm hoping. It's a temporary setback. I love him and I want to marry him. And I'm just wondering, like, do you think his mind will ever change? And like, it's not that hard forever. You know, it gets better.
It
exactly. Is he just talking to his brother at the thick of it? Yeah. And he's like the biggest change has just happened. He said a couple months or whatever. So he's like, man, this is crazy.
I know. But guys, I've known women who've gone back and forth, but most guys I know, like they're on one path. You know what I mean?
But I mean, they're so close. Like as the baby gets older, like he'll see it's not as crazy as he thinks it is. Right.
Well, and it is like he changed his mind already, so who knows? He might change it again.
I know, but would you marry him hoping?
Yeah, I don't know.
Marrying somebody hoping they change is a real bad choice. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that like you guys aligned. You don't have to align in every way, shape, or form. You don't have to have the same religion, the same political views, blah, blah, blah. But
this is a big one.
Yeah, this one, it's about the future of you. Like you guys can go to a ballot box and vote different, go to two different buildings on Sunday or whatever, but like whether or not to bring another life in, if you want one and he doesn't, where do you expect to get? Like,
right.
Yeah. Well, we talk like on the show a lot about how like a lot of times men have to be kind of more convinced to like get married than, and it's, yeah, it's like who's like the first domino to fall, and it's kind of like we're all dumb and we're all just looking at each other like, well, you're not married and he's not married, so right, I'm not doing it. And then once one person gets married, then it's like, okay, I guess it's okay, and now we get married. So is this, could we get somebody who likes their kid like around your fiance more?
Yeah, he's gonna believe the brother over. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because they're so close.
Yeah, that's my worry. We have a couple friends who are pregnant, but nobody really has kids yet.
Let me get the phone number in here, 303-222-5423, or text in at 5- I'm sorry, no, text in at that exact same number. What am I doing? What year is it?
I don't know. It's just written on that
just
sheet there.
Just don't text into the number I just said. Can we bleep that out?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
I remember when my first friend to have a kid, and we spent some time, and I love kids and everything, and I'm hanging out with them before I had kids, and I remember leaving and asking my wife, I'm going to like our kid more than that, right? Because it was like, it's great, but it's not your kid. It was like, okay, I'm done. Like, take him back. And if
that's the best part.
But I was genuinely nervous because, like, we're saying we want kids, and I had this kind of like, all right, I'm ready to be done with the kid, and yeah, you don't get to be done with the kid if you have
don't.
It,
but when it's yours, you know that it feels different, right? You don't want to give it back,
right? And now that I have two, like, I mean, it's way different, yeah.
But I'm just saying,
if anyone wants to take them, I would still
right
let you. But
this I would is like a this break is so big. Like, I don't know that. I don't want to be like, we're all being kind of light and going like, well, maybe he'll change his mind back. But like, I don't know that you're allowed to change your mind on this.
Yeah, like, I think that's why I'm worried.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm, if we've agreed, it's like we've agreed we're going to mm-hmm get married, have a family. And then it's like, will you marry me? Yes. Also, the one foundation of our yeah relationship, that's no longer true. And it's like, well, wait, what?
Then we have to re-look
yeah,
at everything.
Over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, Molly,
this is the very bottom of the house.
Do you think he feels strongly enough that if you told him you want kids and that's the end of it, do you think he would not marry you?
I don't know. I feel like at this point, I guess after this conversation, I'm definitely feeling really nervous.
Don't get discouraged yet. Let's yeah, we're going to get actual smart people to call in because This never happened to me. I always thought I'd have kids. I also never really liked kids.
Mm.
Like, I didn't... It is definitely different for me. Like, when I see snot on a kid's face, I'm like, you are vile. And I want to do, like, the Shawshank, like, fire hose, like, spray them down. But my own kids, I'll, like, lick my finger and get the snot off their face.
Yeah.
Like, you just... There's just a different feeling.
Yeah.
But I can't relate to ever going, like... There was never a point where I'm like, yeah, the snot-faced kids, I don't want one of those. Like, I've always knew I'd eventually have kids. And for mm-hmm him to flip, but maybe he's just being immature. Like, you know, maybe he's just...
Yeah, it sounds like, I don't know, his brother's just in his ear too much. Like, if
yeah
he's willing to just flip-flop that easily...
His brother's kind of a J-hole.
Yeah, that's what...
Yeah.
Having a kid is hard, and the whole point of it is, I'm gonna let everyone behind the curtain right now if you don't have kids. It's our job as parents to lie to you and pretend it's not as bad as it is so that other people will keep the species alive. Like, women have babies and they don't tell their friends, oh my God, the gross things that happen to my body and the tearing and the fluids and the...
Mm-hmm.
You don't tell your friends that so they go ahead and have kids.
Yeah, we don't even talk. Me and my wife don't even talk
no
about it. It's just like that, moving
you
on.
Lie.
Let's do it again.
Yes.
Run it back.
So his brother is a jerk for
yeah
ruining the species.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've taken that too far.
Wow.
Hang on, Molly. We're going to get you some advice. All I'm saying is just one last time. He can't, like, yes, everyone's allowed to change your mind. But you have to, like, all contracts signed based on the other
mm-hmm
yeah
need to be re-looked at.
Right. It voids the previous
doesn't
agreement.
It?
Yeah,
yeah,
I would think. It's like, well, we agree. Yeah, especially if it sounds like Molly wants kids. It's the end of
100%.
It. 100%.
She comes from a huge family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has four siblings.
Mm-hmm. And even for the fiance to know she wants kids that bad, to know she comes from the huge family, and to just be like...
Yeah, never mind. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah, I don't...
Well,
I don't
better,
like that.
Better now to say that than before they're... Than
for sure,
after
but not,
married,
to,
I mean.
Not to have a conversation. Not to sit down and
yeah
go, hey, I've been... are you sure you like, but it says like, it's like, he's like, no, I'm not going to mountain bike anymore. Just, I'm not doing that anymore.
Giving up that hobby.
Right. It's like, this isn't a hobby. This is like our life. This is what I pictured our lives to be. So.
Yeah. And the kid's been home for like 6 weeks or whatever. You know, it's like, it's barely even.
It gets so much easier.
It does.
Relax. Molly needs to know what to do with her man, who's her fiance, who now suddenly doesn't want kids. 303-222-5423 or text in. Same number.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Molly. She wants kids. She thought her fiance wanted kids.
Yeah, he's been hanging out with his brother a lot too much, I think. His brother just had a baby, and his brother's like, it's terrible.
They play which I thought, I obviously don't have kids, but I thought the newborn stage was like the easiest. They don't call it terrible newborn.
Yeah, but I think it's easy for a little bit. Like, you, when you first bring them home, they like kind of sleep and stuff. And then just when they start to go like, oh, I'm out of the womb, that's when you learn to swaddle. Because if you don't, if you're not good at swaddling training,
okay,
you have this little respite where like their mom's super tired. And then once mom starts to drag herself out of the hole, then the baby goes,
yay!
But yeah, it kind of sucks. Okay. But it's still awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now he says he doesn't want kids anymore. He's like, I've seen what it's done to my brother and it's not for me.
She loves him. She wants to be with him. They're engaged. But like, he has changed the terms of their relationship by saying he's not going to do kids now. So Marina?
Yay.
What advice do you have for Molly?
I don't think any want to be parent should listen to a parent who's in that newborn phase. That is the worst phase. Yep. My daughter was colicky. She had reflux. I even thought, wow, I should not have done this. But now she's a tiny human being with a personality, and she can control her fit up. It gets so much better than the newborn phase. I don't think the ranting of a sleep-deprived newborn parent is equivalent to the entire parenting experience.
It's really not.
Right. So, yes, he changed the terms of the contract, but if he's willing to maybe go and spend time with different stages of parenthood, a toddler, and then a kid, and then,
yeah, but can I just say this?
Experience.
Like, I don't want to equate having children with being in war, but it's a little adjacent. Is a guy who goes, that looks hard, I don't want to do it anymore, is that who you want in your foxhole?
Mm.
True.
Oh, that's hard. Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize it was going to be that hard.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it now. It's like, okay, well, what if, God forbid, there's something actually wrong with your child?
Yeah.
Like, this dude is not. Thank you for the call,
that's
Marina.
A good I'm just point. Like,
I wouldn't have a baby with somebody that wishy-washy. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, just realize life is hard, so I'm out. Josh?
Yay.
What do you think?
I've got two kids and always knew I wanted kids. And just kind of a perspective here is, what if he changes his mind? You know, he loves you so much, decides, okay, it's not that bad. You guys have a couple kids, and the first years are really, really hard, even for two people that say they want kids. And what if he's like, man, I was right, I don't want kids. And then you're left to raise the kids on your own.
Yeah. Like, wow. I'm sorry, I'm usually the guy who says stick it out and fight, because she says she loves him.
Mm-hmm. And she has, everything was perfect until the brother had the baby. And then it's...
So this is the brother's fault now somehow?
Well, I'm just saying, like, there was no issue until this. So she's throwing away her entire life, her plans, everything she's now dreamed of, because he's changed his mind.
Or maybe she's not, because she's deciding she wants to have kids. So maybe... maybe he made up his mind. That's actually what he wants. She can still get her dream elsewhere.
But just like Josh's scenario, I'm just going to say this. Thank you for the call, Josh. It's better to find that out now.
Yes, for sure.
Than once you already have the kids. And he's like, oof, just realize that's hard.
Right, like, right.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You don't get halfway up Everest and go, I'm going to flip back. Who's coming? It's like, we're going.
You're right.
Even, we're already here.
Even a guy who's willing to, like, okay, I'll hang out with some toddlers. Oh, they're fun, but I don't want to go through the newborn, so...
Call me when they're three.
Yeah.
No. Laura?
Yay.
What advice do you have for Molly?
So I just want to say I can kind of understand what her husband's dealing with. Growing up, I always wanted four kids, and now my sister has three, and I love my niece and nephews, but I would I don't want more than one of my own anymore because I don't want to deal with the whole baby thing anymore than once.
Wow.
Now, that being said, I mean, I've worked with teaching kids everywhere from preschool through college, so I've been in large groups of kids before, but there's something about them being in your home and them being multiples that was a lot for me. That being said, I would be willing to, like, adopt multiples because then I wouldn't have to go through the baby thing as much.
Oh, so you just want them all at once. You don't want...
And to be adults.
Yes, you just want... Wow.
Like siblings.
Yeah.
She's kind of keeping your war analogy going. It's like, they're it's in like, your home.
I need them all or nothing. Megan?
Yeah.
Yeah. What advice do you have for Molly, whose fiance no longer wants kids?
I would say that she needs to sit down with him and have a very direct conversation about this. This is not something you should wait around and hope for him to change his mind.
Yeah.
Having kids is really not something you compromise on. Either you're in or you're out. Mm-hmm. And if she wants kids, she's going to grow to resent him later in life if he does not.
I don't want to say this and ignite any political conversation or anything, but
yeah,
I think a woman can change her mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I think if a woman, like the person we talked to was like, I want four kids and now I only want one. It's like, that's okay. Cause you have to do the heavy lifting.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. But a guy, if you're like, I want kids, will you marry me? Yes. And there's like, psych, you don't get to do that.
I don't think either person can do that.
I don't think you can say flat out no, but I think you can. You're the one who has to do all the work. Like, definitely carrying the baby. And then when the baby's here, Tiak and his weaponized incompetence will prove. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. But it's still the agreement that you had, like, going into this, that, like, we're either going to have kids or not.
Is it easier? Like,
I understand. I think it's.
If a woman goes, I don't want kids, then you can't. Yeah. You can't. But if a guy says, I don't want kids, like, I still
can.
But
again, the guy can just go, okay, I want kids. I'm going to find someone who I then want to have kids with.
Right. Then he's got to do a new relationship. She could just go get some swimmers and still be with him. Kind of. You know what I mean?
But no.
I know it's bad.
Morally, I'm just saying, no.
I'm just... So, what did we decide?
I don't know.
She needs to just talk to him.
I think what we need to do is get rid of the brother-in-law.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So many people are talking about this thing. I haven't even read the story. I've only read the headline.
I don't know what it is.
It is... They ask men, but I think we do it for anybody. If you walked into a room, Aaron, with 1,000 men...
Okay.
They say around your age, but I'm going to say 1,000 men of ages you would date.
Okay.
Because I think it's crazy to go, they all have to be my age because I would date somebody considerably younger than me. I would date, there's a wide swath of humanity I would date. You, right?
Yeah, I would absolutely date older. That I just want to clarify, that is not... referencing anything. Slacker and I have not dated, will never date. I just want to put that out there. Sorry.
Slacker won't date any of us, no matter how
hard we've tried. No, just kidding.
Wow. Yeah. If you really wanted to shut me down, maybe you could have pulled me aside. Not on the air. So here's the thing. Imagine. Yeah, this is derailed completely at this point. It's like, it could not be more derailed. Yeah. But I understand. Every once in a while, we get a text from somebody going, will you guys F
the
already?
Sexual tension. No, there's none.
There is a ton.
Oh, in the room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Hack, you need to back it off, man.
I know. No one ever picks up on that.
No, I pick up on it.
Yeah.
And I'm sweaty. Not in a...
Interesting.
Okay, so I'm modifying their question.
Okay.
But you walk into a room with one, that very large room, huge room. I walked into this room. I said, this is a big room.
Derailed part two.
There is 1,000 humans of the age you would date.
Okay.
How many of them do you think would find you attractive?
1,000. That's not my number. I'm just, that's the total number.
Who do you think in this room is going to have the bigger? Now, again, This is not to say that is the number of people who would be attracted to you. Mm. This is your perception of you and how attractive you are. You may walk into a room with 1,000 people and legitimately 1,000 of them are like, oh my God, like you have striking red hair.
Mm-hmm.
They might all go like, whoa, oh my God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could be 1,000 for you, mm-hmm. but what do you think it is?
I would say 537.
Okay.
Okay. Now.
Okay. I don't have to answer, right?
We're getting texts from Hinge and they're going, yeah, that's about right. That's in the wheelhouse of what you do. 537.
Yeah, just a tiny bit over half.
Every single human listening, regardless of your sexual orientation, can answer this question. And I know it's just a number. That's why we're not going to take calls, because nothing's less interesting than going, hey, Terry on line one, 17. Like, we don't need numbers, right? But like, mm-hmm. text us your number. What, 1,000 people of your sexual orientation and dating age.
You're making me second guess it. I don't know. I was
I want to know everybody's number. That's a healthy number.
I was thinking at least half.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say that too. Especially, I mean, if it's a room full of dudes and she's a woman, that changes it too, I think.
I think it does as well. This story, this thing, this poll, this whatever that is out there was geared towards men. And it, specifically, if I'm being honest, the headline is straight men. Out of 1,000 single women your age, how many would be attracted to you? Now, I've widened the net by saying not necessarily straight, not necessarily your age, just in your dating age range.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think it changes from women to men.
Sure.
I think that.
Because men would have relations with, I mean, we do stories on stupendously stupid stories where tailpipes, horse noses.
You name it, we've got it.
Been there, done that. Okay, so please text in what number you, it sounds stupid, and we won't necessarily read them on the air, but like 303-222-5423, 1,000 people in a room, how many are going to be attracted to you? Is your over or under 537?
T-hack. Way under, way, way, way under.
How far under though? Because you, like, again, just like I did with Aaron, striking red hair, green eyes,
mm-hmm.
kind of bluish green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not hitting on you. Relax. Tiak, with your long flowing hair, your gorgeous beard, and your chocolate brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Flawless skin.
Like
my big fat face.
No, dude. I think you're more, like, I'm not trying to sway your number, but I think you're more attractive than you probably think you are.
That's very nice to hear, hopefully, because I don't have high hopes. I would say under 100.
Really?
Yeah, under 100.
Close to 100? Like nearing
10%? I was going to say a baker's dozen, but you kind of talked me up to 100. No, I'm dead serious, yeah. Because I've lived it. I mean, I'm out in the bars. I DJ all the time. I never get approached. I never get hit on.
But you're married.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it's never been my experience, I guess. Even when I was single and stuff, that's never been my... I've never been... In fact, there was another guy named Tyler who went to school with me that was known as the hot Tyler. I've told this story before. Like, there's the hot Tyler, and then there's the other one. I was the other one.
So she was very specific with 537.
Okay, so I have 112. I'm feeling,
so you went over 100.
I'm feeling good today. 112. And a good 800 something would be like, get him out. Bring Aaron back.
I don't think so at all.
I swear, I honestly think my number's like 5.
No.
5?
Yes, 5.
See, I was going to say literally 13, yeah. It's, is this a guy thing? I mean, I don't
42% I disagree of men with 5. Thought their number would be between 1 and 25.
Are you kidding me?
Because, do not get me wrong, I do not want pity texts. That's not why I'm saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I think if I'm allowed to talk to you, my number goes to 537 because I am a charming MF-er.
Mm-hmm.
I'm funny.
Mm.
But if I'm walking in a room, if me and Tiak walk into a room, they're not turning their head to me. They're just not.
Or me. I think
more
we're just,
you than me.
But we're just anonymous walk through. We can walk through any room. 100%. Ever.
Unless I'm wearing a neon sign that says I'm Slacker and I'm kind of funny and I make hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, I do have a shirt that says I know Slacker. It helps.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We've gotten some mixed reviews, some mixed reactions to my controversial rankings before. So I was thinking,
oh my God,
how can I make it? How can I improve it? And I thought I can make it more controversial.
I have a way. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
By not... Ooh, wow.
Wow.
Did you hear... Did you see how close yeah. I got to... That was... I was
put
like,
that vein back in your head.
By not doing them no, is the way to make them better.
I thought of that, like, and it just didn't sit right with me.
No, you didn't think of that. I don't think you did. Because the fact that we waste airtime evaluating the best tiger feels...
Tiger, bear, Christmas treats.
So that's part of it. I thought I need a better topic. I need something more controversial to rank. And I have for you the controversial iconic outfits rankings.
Number one, J-Lo, her green dress. Number two, Justin.
Oh, you're doing your own?
Justin and Brittany, the jean on jean.
Do you feel the energy coming from him right now as you destroy yes. his
no,
entire
No, they're
list?
Not on the list.
What the heck?
Because...
Meat dresses on there.
No, these are not once time... These are things, if anybody dresses in this outfit, you immediately know, oh, you're that person. You're doing this. So it's
got to
be...
Do you realize what? How many caveats you have on your stupid list?
I don't understand it either.
So honorable mention, we'll start, is Gru from Despicable Me. He's a newer addition to the list, but if you wear the all black with the black and gray... scarf around your neck, people instantly go, oh, Gru.
So is it intentionally dressing as someone, or like if I were to wear a black turtleneck with a gold chain and a fanny pack just Who's for
that?
Fun?
See, but that's
Who's
not...
That?
That's The Rock.
Because The Rock isn't known for that. He's worn that in one picture at one time.
He's
but he's
known
not known for,
for
having that as his like
when
staple
Jokic
look.
Wore that.
It's funny and it's a reference, but it's not going to make the top 10.
No, but I'm saying, did you see Jokic when Despicable Me 4 came out? He dressed as Gru that day. And it was spot on.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things because I'm like, does he know? And then you realize, oh, yeah, there's a movie coming out. So he obviously got paid to do it.
It's funny,
like,
yeah.
So, okay. So that's just real quick, one more time, explain what it is we're doing.
These are iconic outfits. So people who are known for their outfit. And if you put on this outfit, people instantly know. You don't need to even tell them like, oh, I'm dressed as somebody. You just know.
Okay. Can I just ask one more thing?
Mm-hmm.
How many are on this list?
There's 10. So I just hit the honorable mention. So that was
11. Then you're already doing the thing. There's not 10. There's 11.
Well, Gru is like an example. Kind of. Number 10, Charlie Brown. Anytime you see anybody with that yellow shirt with the weird
Aaron
squiggles
and I
on it.
I just want everybody to know, because the camera's still aren't in.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron and I are just locked in eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
Like you do when you're in the middle of the worst meeting, the worst HR meeting where they're just mansplaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the TPS reports have a cover sheet now. That's kind of what this is.
Mm-hmm.
So Charlie Brown with the zigzag.
Yes, because if you put on that shirt, people are, oh, Charlie Brown. Number 9, Steve Jobs, known for his everyday wearing the turtleneck with the jeans and the New Balance
jeans
sneakers. Yep.
And the sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
I've sort of adopted the Steve Jobs mentality. I didn't do it on purpose, but it has definitely happened to me.
But you don't, just in your own way.
Well, I just definitely, it's
yeah, you don't wear turtlenecks.
But it's gray jeans and a black shirt 99% of the time.
Yeah.
Black jeans and a gray shirt occasionally.
Mm.
But, and then I mix things up and put on blue jeans some days and just watch your little head spin. Okay.
Okay, number 8.
We're only at 8? This feels like it's been going on.
Saving High School Version from Prom for years and years. The blue and orange suits from Dumb and Dumber coming in at number 8.
One. So are these costumes?
That's what I don't
understand what this list, like tigers, I could at least, now I'm flip-flopping. Like I didn't think there was a way he could do a dumber thing than the lists he's done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm fondly reminiscing about the past lists because this is actually dumb.
Wear any orange suit, people go, oh, Dumb and Dumber. Is that from, even if it's not with the top hat and stuff, you wear an orange suit or a baby blue suit.
Orange suits available anywhere?
I've never seen one in person.
Oh, people wear them to prom all the time, yeah.
But they're doing it, they bought it at Reinke Brothers.
I guess, yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know where they buy it.
Okay.
Number 7, This is where the controversy starts a little bit.
Oh, the controversy, wow. You don't even have an idea of when that started.
With her famous pearls, Wilma Flintstone. If you wear...
It's a costume.
Yes! Yes, that's a costume!
And it's just
she wore it every day. She was known for wearing that.
You know
she
who
was
else
consistent.
Had the pearl necklace? Catwoman in the Christian Bale Batman series.
I was thinking Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, God. My God, what a beautiful,
stunning woman.
Iconic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what she makes me think of? What movie, nobody's going to know. What movie that she's not in, but she's a central kind of thing in the movie? The Audrey Hepburn.
Mm.
Nobody. Poster of Audrey Hepburn on the wall. Nope.
No.
Shawshank Redemption.
Really?
Yeah, she's covering the hole that he made.
Oh, that's right.
To escape. There was many different pinups and he just got a different one all the time. But like, yeah, she was on the wall.
Okay.
That little reference, that little aside, talking about Shawshank.
Yeah.
Text in to 303-222-5423 if that reference was more interesting than anything TX done in the last 5 minutes.
Coming in at number six, saving boys in college for their Halloween costumes for many years now, the Blues Brothers.
So the dudes in suits with Ray-Bans.
And the little bowler hat thing.
But so, I could look at that and be like Men in Black.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, sweet baby mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah, they don't wear the hats.
So in that case,
and they don't wear Ray-Bans.
Can I just point out some inconsistencies in your list?
Sure.
Because in the orange suit, it didn't matter if you had the hat or not. But with the Blues Brothers, now the hat matters.
The brand of sunglasses matters most. The Ray-Bans. I don't think they wore Ray-Bans in Men in Black. Look, I said there was going to be controversy.
Hold on. This is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do on this show. And I need your help, Aaron.
I'm trying to find other suit costumes with Ray-Bans.
Okay.
Pilots. I don't know.
No. Rain Man when they're in Vegas and they're like.
Oh yeah.
Although they're gray suits.
There you go.
In the interest, we do a show that's based on clocks and time and things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's only at number six, so he's got half the list to go.
Yeah.
And we are out of time now.
Mm.
We can kill this thing and say, find the rest of the list
elsewhere
on his blog. Go to Brothers on a Friday night and just ask him about it.
I'm usually shouting it out on a street corner somewhere.
Or we can give him the rest of the list in a few minutes. All right. The rest of the controversial list is coming up next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Can you feel that? Literally, we're speaking into nowhere. Because we told people that we're going to complete TX controversial list of costumes.
Of what? Yeah. Don't even know.
What this list is.
Iconic outfits.
Iconic outfits. What's another word for that, Aaron?
Costumes.
Yep, sure is. It's another word for it.
All right.
He even mentioned this saves college boys at Halloween.
Yeah, 100% he did. So basically, he's saying if you see somebody wearing this one particular thing, like his example was like a gray suit with a black and white scarf, you are Gru in it, right?
Yeah, you look like Gru from Despicable Me. He's a newer
Have
entry.
Have you ever in your life seen anybody do that other than Nikola Jokic? When he was being paid by Illumination to pretend that. Like,
only
I've never been like,
only
oh, Gru.
Halloween.
And they're like, what?
But I think there's a reason people don't do it. Because they're going, oh, I can't wear that. I'll look like Gru. So then people will opt for a red scarf or something that is less iconic.
I think the other problem I have with your lists is that.
You have a problem with them?
You keep.
Okay.
You keep calling them controversial. Like, there's.
Mm-hmm. And they're rankings. You keep calling them lists. But they're rankings. I've crunched numbers to get to these rankings.
I understand. So they're rankings. And then how do you present them?
From 10 to 1?
And what would you call that?
What form?
Sequential order. Uh-huh. But reverse sequential.
Uh-huh. But if I were to see that sitting on the ground, I'd be like, ooh, somebody left a list here. There's a list.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a list of rankings, but it's still just a list.
Okay.
Okay, so controversial costume rankings.
Even just whether it's a list or rankings is controversial. There's controversy all over this thing.
For those of you who mercifully missed the first half of this piece of crap, please recap quickly.
Okay. Yep.
The bottom five.
Number 10 is Charlie Brown with his yellow and black shirt.
It's brown.
Huh? Isn't the stripe on his shirt?
Like when you buy, I don't know, when you buy a Charlie Brown shirt, is brown, I think.
No.
The shirt is yellow, but the stripe is brown. Is it really black?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, the little zag on it.
Yeah.
I asked him to do this quickly, and then I tore through.
Yeah.
Number 9, Steve Jobs. Number 8, the blue and orange suits from Dumb and Dumber. Number 7 was Wilma Flintstone with her pearls.
Just like that one.
The bone
just,
and it's, in her hair.
Okay, it's hold on.
Bone
sorry.
In your hair? Who else does that?
You didn't mention that at first. You've only been like pearls. Yep. Pearls. Yep. Not even talking about the cheetah print dress that she wears. If anything, I know that before.
I don't think she wears a cheetah. She wears white.
Does she?
Yeah, I think it's... Mm-hmm.
Bonnie wears the...
The cheetah?
The cheetah.
Bonnie.
Barney Rubble and Bonnie Rubble. Isn't it? Bonnie.
I don't know.
Oh my God. It's definitely not Bonnie. It's Barney.
Betty.
Betty.
There you go. It's
Betty. Sorry. Betty. Excuse me.
All right.
Number 6, the Blues Brothers. Those are the bottom half. Of
hey,
the
everyone.
Top 10.
He's only got 5 more to go. If you are nearing your destination, shoulder roll out of your car and hope the valet finds the remains of your vehicle.
Coming in at number 5, Santa.
Oh my God. We now.
You see a guy in a red suit with the white trim, you're like, well, he's dressed like Santa. There's no like, actually,
you
no,
get,
I just,
now, you I just na- like you now, this. I'm now actually angry.
Why?
Because that doesn't exist. It's just, your orange suit was the one time I was going to suspend my disbelief. No one has ever worn a red suit with white.
Because they can't. Because Santa
that's
has claimed
not
it.
Why.
That's the point. If you put this on, you'll be like, I look like Santa.
That's not why. That's not why.
Okay. Why
because
then?
You're, then your Blues Brothers, you have a list that is self-contradicting.
Yeah.
Because men wear black suits with a fedora a lot. They just do.
With the sunglasses?
Sure.
I don't know.
Where are we?
Okay. Number 4, Michael Jackson's glove and his red leather jacket. You wear just one glove, people instantly know. Well, you're doing Michael Jackson.
Just
right? No one
even
wears
if it's
that.
A spider glove.
No, I don't think people.
So it has to be a sequin glove. Be specific.
The red leather jacket and a glove. Just one glove. Who wears
so
just
if
one
I
glove?
I run to my car right now and just grab one glove. You're going to be like, "Oh, look who's Michael Jackson."
You is would it, get, a, well, you would get
it,
that.
Is
yeah.
it together the glove and the jacket or can are you separating them?
Oh my God.
I have them here on the same line, so okay. I guess they're together.
On the same line of your list?
Yes.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Who just called it a list?
I know. I'm giving up that point. There's controversy all over it. Coming in at number 3, yeah. You cannot get away with this unless you are this character, this person.
Kim Possible.
No, because you, I mean, that's a good, but number 3, Winnie the Pooh. Just a red shirt and no pants. People instantly know what you're doing if you wear that.
Well, it's.
And you also can't wear it.
Yeah.
People go, you're Winnie the Pooh.
By the way, hot chick in Jumanji.
Karen Gillan.
The redhead chick.
Yeah.
Kind of Kim Possible-ing it, isn't she?
Yeah.
Isn't she kind of in the like.
Mm-hmm.
Although with the kind of the crop top.
And
Aaron
does a great Kim Possible too for Halloween.
To know that she's the same girl, the blue girl, blows
yeah,
my
Gamora's
mind.
Gamora's sister. What is her name? I always
There's
forget
no,
it.
She's so...
So good. She's so good. What is her name? Why can't I remember that? Hold
Betty
on.
Rubble?
No.
Okay.
Aaron, is there anything, any
Nebula,
other...
Nebula.
Any other Marvel movies you want? Like anything to save this.
I mean, Thor is my favorite. Just kidding. Iron Man is.
We just have two more. Two more. So
it's
iconic.
Not the two more.
Coming in at number 2, the most iconic outfit, Waldo. You see somebody with that beanie and those glasses? You're Waldo. You look like
not
Waldo.
Not even the striped shirt.
And the striped. I mean, it's all of it. Yes. Those 3 things. You cannot wear them. You look like Waldo.
Can I ask you?
Am I wrong? I don't.
No,
what am I
you're
missing
not wrong,
here?
Tiak. But okay. I'm just like. Is there anybody in the vicinity of 4700 South Syracuse with methamphetamine or Adderall or anything to get me through the rest of this show?
I have an energy drink
that's
with
not,
me right
I need,
now.
Can you pour no, it directly into my eye?
It's not helping me.
It's okay. Have you, to just recap your list, and I don't want you to go through them, please, for the love of
we'll
God.
Come in. Okay, I won't.
Have you... Have you ever seen anybody other than the Blues Brothers black suit? Have you ever seen anybody? Oh, wait. No, I already know what you're going to say. It's like, because they can't.
Because like, people know what they're doing.
Right. These outfits are off limits because they've been claimed already. Santa.
So no one has like a striped shirt anymore because they're afraid
of looking like Waldo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In fact, there were just Waldo commercials where the guy kind of looked like Waldo, and it was Waldo in the commercial. It was so recognizable. But coming in at first place, number one, the most iconic outfit. We're all on the edge of our seats. Slacker, wake up.
Nope.
Wake up.
We're not. I'm on the edge of hitting this song.
Number one.
I'm by the door.
The man with the yellow hat from
what?
Curious George. Have you ever seen anybody else wear that big yellow sombrero, I guess it is? Whatever that
Isn't
hat
he
that he's
a
wearing.
Zookeeper?
And he's
Isn't
got the yellow suit
uniform?
And the yellow hat. No, he's claimed it, and that's the most iconic. Named after his outfit.
I have never done this before in the history of this show, but I am going to give out the text number, 303-222-5423. You may comment on how great you thought this list was. You may say anything you want. But if you feel that we've wasted your time, then you text 303-222-5423, say T-Hack, I demand an apology, and I will make sure that T-Hack answers every single one of you with a heartfelt, not just I'm sorry, but I'm sorry, and like some sort of, oh, by the way, add your name. Say,
yeah.
Hey, this is Annabelle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if they liked it, then Slacker will also respond to all the texts and go, I'm sorry for misjudging
turn around.
What the audience would like.
What name is on the show? I'm not doing anything.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a dilemma that I probably shouldn't talk about, but that's why I'm going to.
Love
yeah,
that.
Break the rules. Break the rules.
Everyone here has couple friends, right? Like you don't even have to mm-hmm. be in a couple, but you like you're friends with two people who are together.
Yes.
I have a couple friends.
I that's why I had to qualify it with okay. you because you're just void of human contact other than your family.
Yeah, we have friends who are couples, sure.
In any of those couple friends, this is rough, but are you kind of friends with both of them equally? Or do you really gravitate? Because I'll explain in a second, but you can answer that.
There might be one that I'm a little bit closer to, but for the most part, equal.
You like them both, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. yeah.
So if something were to happen between them, you'd be like, oh no. Like I don't want to choose a side here. Like mm-hmm. I don't.
Yeah.
You understand you have the kind of the same like where it's
I
like,
have, yeah,
like you're very much attached to a lot of your friends from Iowa, and I would assume as they get is it Iowa?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry. Just had that thing where I was like I make fun of it so often that did I say Idaho?
It happened the other day where I said Iowa, I was from Iowa to somebody and they were like, "Oh, you get along with this guy." And the guy goes, "I'm from Indiana."
Oh my god.
He pulled out an eye in it.
It's not the same. It's close, but and he was a great guy. We did get along.
But like you're so friends with so many of those guys that when they get married, you're still closer to the guy than their
oh,
wife.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, because I've been through girlfriends and
right. But
all
do you
that
have anybody
with
that
those guys
is kind of what I'm talking about, where you really genuinely like them both close to the same amount?
Like them both, probably, yeah. But one, it's like I
one's
am.
One's your boy.
Yeah.
And okay. So I have a couple. I have multiple friendships like this where mm-hmm. I genuinely like them both, like equally.
Okay.
I got a text today from the wife
mm-hmm.
of one of these, and I shall read it aloud. Good morning. So, ... I'm hoping you will give me the name of your attorney.
Oh my gosh, my skin is crawling. Okay.
If you know anything about me, I don't dabble in oil futures or real estate. I don't have attorneys for business transactions. I have one kind of attorney. That is family law. That is divorce attorneys.
Mm-hmm. Keeping them in business. I'm sorry. It's just like it's out on the table. I gotta, it's too tempting.
I know
not
that
to.
I've made the room real awkward, but you can, like you feel what I felt when I read
yeah.
that text
mm-hmm.
message. Now, I love the guy. I will say this. I adore my attorney. She's not my attorney anymore. I'm divorced. So
business is done.
Business is done. Yeah. But can't, like, question one, and I'll put this out for textures too. 303-222-5423. Do I give her the number? Because she asked first? Or am I betraying him? Do I text her back and go, I don't think I can, what?
Does he know that she's asking for the attorney?
So you're saying I should text him and go, do you know that your wife is at, like...
Well, real betrayal, like, you're just providing information. The real betrayal comes if this is all behind one of their backs, in my mind, if she's like, hey, I need that, because I'm going
if
to...
If I send another text, am I not all of a sudden in it?
Yeah.
No matter what I do, after reading that, no matter what I do, it's not good.
Did for your second divorce, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying that that's the most recent one and that's the one we have the most knowledge of. did you get recommendations for lawyers from your friends?
I was going to not get an attorney and things started to go sideways. I was just going to use her attorney and things got a little sideways and I was kind of describing what had gone sideways to my buddy Josh. And he was like, oh my God, you got it. Okay. And he just slid her information to me and that she became my attorney.
Gotcha.
So yes, I did get a recommendation.
Okay.
But you didn't necessarily ask other people who had been through divorces for their attorneys. Okay.
And you were in the thick. You were in the thick of it. Like you weren't. Yeah. It wasn't a surprise.
Does the husband know that there is a divorce on the way, a potential one?
How would I know that, Aaron?
Has he mentioned anything to you of we're going through a rough patch?
That's what I'm saying.
You're right. No matter what you do,
were to like just be like, "Hey, dude, what's up?" Like I don't. So. The first question that I have is, I have several questions. And again, the text line is 303-222-5423. What do I... What,
and if you,
I like them both, you guys. Obviously, yeah. I'm a guy. Here's the funny thing. I'm a guy, so I gravitate towards a dude. Kind of. But then when we used to have couple parties or whatever, I think y'all can figure out which room I was in.
Yeah.
I'm with the girls because I have more in common with the girls. The guys are out there... farting and like, and I'm just like, the girls are drinking good wine and spilling tea. I want to hang out with them.
I want to fart.
I don't want to fart. You want to fart. I am genuinely down the middle and I don't want to be in this at all. I don't.
And I think that's where you could reach out to the husband and just ask him how he's doing. If he wants to open up, great. If not, just be like, hey, your wife reached out. I don't know what to do. I don't want to insert myself.
But how many men have wanted to open up in the history of men?
But that's where we should encourage it so we can avoid things like this.
Aaron probably knows this, but I don't know if TAC does. Do you know the dirty little secret of divorce law?
No.
If you're getting a divorce, like, say my attorney is the best attorney in Colorado, which I truly think she did a phenomenal job for me. If my ex-wife had called her first, she can't even talk to me, even if my ex-wife doesn't use her.
Just if they talked?
If they've consulted on the case, it is my knowledge that it's like... So savvy women who don't want their husband... to get a great attorney, bounce between attorneys and like, then
start
he calls.
Start that communication.
Yeah, and then
so.
He calls, okay, well, sounds like my wife is going to divorce me. And they're like, nope, we've already talked to her. Oh, crap. So I don't want, when I got this, I'm like, I don't want her to have.
Yeah.
And I don't want him to have. I don't want anybody. So is my next text to my divorce attorney and go, listen, here's the last name for you. Don't take the call.
I don't know. Because even if you can't even not respond to the female friend who texted you, because then that's kind of taking a side too. You're kind of ignoring her.
Do you have...
I don't know what to do.
A knot in your stomach right now?
Yeah.
Because I mean, this is just sitting there. And it sat there. For 2 solid hours until she texted back and went, oh, I meant I have a friend who's going through a divorce and I need an attorney.
Oh my.
What?
And I'm like, listen, do you know what you just put me through?
I am billing her for my anxiety.
I know.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay. This comes up every once in a while. We just got to get it out. Y'all poop and fart in front of your sig others. Yes or no?
No.
What do you define as in front?
Come on in, honey. It's unlocked.
Well, because my ex would do that. I do not.
Would fart?
Well,
and it, poo.
Yeah.
All
he
of
would
it.
Open. Yeah.
Open the door.
Not on. He would be there. Yeah. Not a fan. I don't like. Yeah.
You didn't even have a fan in there?
Okay. That's not.
God. They're not that expensive. They have them at Costco. Now they have ones. Have you seen these? Here we go. Tangent number one. The bathroom fans have come a long way. Now they make them with LED lights in them.
Oh.
Because it's the same power source. And an LED light source, you don't need a ton. Mm-hmm. So like you can have it strobing out. And now, swear, check me, I think they make them with a Bluetooth speaker in them.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah. So you can like have your poop list or playlist. Like you can just have whatever and like strobing out and like.
But then it plays over the sound of the fan or yeah, is it getting yeah, quieter
yeah, yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. Wouldn't you want that? Like.
But is the fan like kind of cutting it? And like, whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah. It's doubling
it's like
down
side
on the
chain,
yeah.
Like, I don't know.
To me, the fan is more for the outside. It's for more for the people who aren't in the bathroom.
Fan is for smell.
That I'm just no, but it's more the sound for me. Just turn the sound on. So
do you run water?
No, because I turn the fan on. I might run the bidet.
You think the fan is going to stop Apollo 13 splashdown? You don't think?
I think it's just kind of the signal that like, hey, just tune your ears elsewhere. There's stuff going on over here that you don't want to be a part of.
My brother-in-law, former brother, I guess he's still my brother-in-law, whatever. Yeah, because we're both divorced. Weird. used to go into the bathroom and line the toilet with paper.
I've seen that. Why?
It's sort of,
oh, no, not the seat. You're the inside. Uh-huh. Oh, I haven't seen that. What?
It's so it lessens the...
splashdown.
Yeah. The sound.
It's like waterbed baffles.
Is that band everyone likes? Splashdown?
Yes. So, yeah, and twofold. One, you don't get any splash back.
Yeah.
Okay. Right? All right. Where's the
I mean,
fun
I don't know
that?
what kind of things you're, how many kids you're dropping off at the pool. I'm dropping families at 8.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how we find a way to talk about poop as often as we do in this year.
We went a while without it, I think.
It has been a hot minute.
Yeah.
I agree with Aaron, though. I'm happily married. We've been together with my wife forever. I've seen every...
I don't think she's taken a side other than her boyfriend used to do
it. She said she didn't like it.
Oh, you don't like it.
I mean, I don't mind. I would prefer you go excuse yourself, but like, if you're...
Like he used to Dutch oven you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
That's where I really wanted a fan.
The fan's not going to help you.
No, I don't know.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
But you did it back.
No.
You farted in front of him.
Well, yeah, but I didn't Dutch oven it.
But you think... Do you think it's okay to... So obviously you do. Or was it just that relationship?
No, I think it's okay.
And so...
I'm okay.
Then you don't agree with Aaron.
I think it's okay, but I still want to be respectful about it. Does that make sense?
I think, yeah, I'm
similar.
When
is it okay? It's only okay if it's accidental. To me...
Yes.
Like...
I'm not going to like rip one and try to make my nephew laugh or something. Like I'm still going to try to... Because nice
like I've
been, it.
I've had a girl go like, "You're not ticklish at all, are you?" I'm like, "No," and it's like they're trying, and they're like getting after it. I'm like, "Whoa, oh god!" And well, just, you're just
out.
Like, "Yeah," you're like, "I'm squishing walnuts, and it's not enough." It's like,
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, I can crack a walnut.
Okay.
You have
is
a walnut
that band everyone likes. No.
Ha ha ha. I swear to God, the Odyssey app is people searching for cracking walnuts and Splashdown. I want all their hits. Okay, but you are. Like Aaron doesn't have a problem with it at all.
Well, I don't.
That's not what I said.
But you did. You're like, it's not bad.
I don't have a
problem.
If you're
like, oh God, it's really building up, and I don't want to have to get like it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And you're like. You're just gonna,
well, I'm sleeping then, so whatever my body does in my sleep is not my business.
Okay, but like, you're not going to get up if you're both just sitting there and you're like...
And we're just hanging out. It's chill. Yeah, it's fine.
For me, that's not fine.
Would you go to a different room?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, I would too.
Or I'll crack walnuts till I can. I just think... Listen, I'm not so stupid as to think that the opposite sex... Whomever you... Like, it's not even that. Everyone on the planet...
Yeah.
Poops and farts.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you say it like that?
Because it's Gru, and I don't know why. It's just like, fart and poop, and what is he say? There's some line where it's like,
yeah.
No talking, no pooping or farting, and like, he just, doesn't matter. I know that everyone does it, but I think the magic that you and I have, Aaron, and that T-Hack and I have, is that we don't do it in front of each other.
Because we're respectful, that's what
correct.
I mean.
Mm-hmm. But like, I think you need to, even when you're super comfortable with one another, even when he's held your hair while you're barfing, or you've had some form of accident, not all the way like Johnny Depp level accident, but like you've had like, but this one you can control, so you should. Like, I don't think it's like somebody right. people are like, this just shows how much I love you because I'm comfortable. It's like, no, it doesn't. It shows that you don't care that I'm smelling your butt.
That's how I feel. Yeah, I wouldn't shame you or anything if one slipped out. But I understand it's a normal process. But I just keep it more of a mystery. You know, just like if I were throwing up, I wouldn't be like, honey, get in here. Like, you know, it's just like.
But I know couples who are like you're not going to believe what just came out of me. You have to see this.
You have said that you have done that.
I lied. I would never. Well, I'll show my friends.
I wouldn't even do that.
I don't respect them.
No, come on. If it's like, where you're like, there's no way. I'm not that tall.
Wait, hold on. He said that he would show his friends. T-Hack, have you gotten a picture from him?
No.
No, it's not a picture. I'm not going to sit, because then you have that. You have to come into the room. Oh. If we're in the same, when you live on a tour bus, there's just times where you're like, you guys. Splashdown's playing.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story about kids in the hospital from eating. I don't know. That's a terrible thing.
I don't like that at all.
I know. T-Eck really doesn't like it. No. He's scared. He's like, please don't covers.
I've got a story of, you know, just stay stupid.
Done.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
Wow. Sounds like you're taking your own advice. Well played.
People in Massachusetts.
It's not what your country can do for you.
That's good. Back to God, Harvard, yeah.
Back to God. Let's go to Harvard and F up some smart kids.
That's good.
Well, I got a number. How you like them apples?
All right. Well, some guys in Massachusetts decided they decided that they were going to, you know, do some vandalism.
Vandalism.
Yes, sir. Nice. They had broken into like 50 different properties, different. Most of it were mailboxes.
Properties.
Just like,
not a fan.
The mailboxes.
Postal boxes.
Well, you know, it's Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
It snows there.
It's not. Oh God. What does snow have to do with it?
Well, there's footprints.
No. Oh,
so
no.
The cops were just like, whoop, 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 whoop.
They just followed the little Hansel and Gretel trail that they left for them.
Yes, they did. And so they found them.
Oh boy.
And arrested them.
That's dumb.
When there was only one set of footprints in the sand. Timmy had laid down for a little while. All right. So, yeah, stay stupid.
Yeah.
Don't leave a trail. Literally. My story not from Florida.
No.
But it is from Germany!
Yeah! Yeah! Das Boot! Das Boot? No?
Stay stupid.
Okay.
A group of teens in Germany decided...
Das Boot!
You
You reset it?
I know I did. It's my fault. Decided to do a hot sauce challenge. Let's drink the hot sauce. They drank a chili sauce.
Chili
sauce that is like 200 on the Scoville whatever. Whatever that thing is.
That was always confusing. The numbers get way too high, way too fast.
Anyway, hospitalization ensued.
Oh my gosh.
A group of teens. In Germany!
Das Wurst!
Das Hot Sauce.
Hospitalized from the... They had to get to the chopper.
How embarrassing.
Hospitalized?
Yeah.
From what?
Can you get like stomach ulcers from that?
Oh, maybe. And, like, probably like hurling and oh my God, the other side?
I would send my kid to the hospital. I'm like, you're not doing that here. Yeah. Not in my house.
He is, and I can tell you this from experience, fire down soft serve ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then while you're in the toilet, like doing the...
Oh, God. How do you have that sound effect?
Oh, my God. That was so gross.
You're just waiting till you feel the ice cream. You're just... that's when you know it's over. Because the ice cream was after. So you're just, come on, ice cream. Get here. I just want the ice cream. Once the ice cream gets there. Those were all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.